Pakistani law is very clear. The Exit Control Act 1953, Section 3, says if a person is involved in a criminal case or in a tax fraud or in a government fraud, the government can put it there on the exit control list, which means he can apply. But as far as the ASEAN is concerned, the Supreme Court of Pakistan has already rendered the judgment and has held that all charges leveled against her were false, and she is not declared to be released if not involved in another case. So there is no question of putting her name in ISLA. That agreement, which is now being the center of the media in the whole world, that is nothing but an illegal peace. The government cannot enter to any such agreement with anybody. It is not having the law or the constitution backing. And this was just a face saving for the mullah and the religious cleric, because Pakistan army has declared that no more fuss. The prime minister has nothing to do with ASEAN's leaving. The government of Pakistan has nothing to do with the ASEAN's leaving. It is just the question that the Supreme Court judgment reached to the superintendent of the prison. And the moment superintendent received this order, he cannot keep her even for a minute. She'll be released, and according to the United Nations official, they say they have all arrangement with the rest of the world to take her out.